Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernaghan. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chick Galloway. Batting second. The first baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting 8th. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghan hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive towards short. Kernig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tavener for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Grabowski moves to second. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavener. Grabowski scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-0 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pipgras covering, for the out. Wingo moves to third. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards first. McManus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musel for the out. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Rice reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wingo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras juggles the ball. That's an error on Pipgras. Heilman moves to second. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 3 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Koenig fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a pop-up towards first. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. McManus scores. Gehringer goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 2, Tigers, 2. Willie Moore now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wingo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazare covering, for the out. Wingo moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wingo moves to third. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards third. Galloway juggles the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Gehrig moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazare strikes out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 3 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball, foul, into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.